seems to be, at least for a community corner. So today, I don't know what to say, it's just that I have a 5 minute time. There's nothing wrong. Maybe before we get to the business of the day, I want me on behalf of the committee to voice our support for our Golden Girls Castlemania.
Yeah.
In addition to the support conveyed by the President of the country and the entire South African population, as this other committee, we are firmly behind Castlemania in a fight with the IAAF. We are certain that she will come out victorious and do a arena as always. But we would like to encourage her to stay in the track, as this is just a hurdle that will soon be behind her as she races to the finishing line. We hope and we urge the Court of Arbitration for Sport to deliver a just and fair judgment that upholds Castlemania's human rights. And I think we want to invite and encourage all South Africans to give their prayers for Castlemania and give her support in this hard time. Thank you very much, Honourable Member. This is you with, I declare that our meeting official open. We can, okay, fine, we can take other members if they want to make comments.
Thank you, Chair. I just wish to associate myself with you. I think this is our view as well, that she has brought great glory to our country and to herself. And as somebody who has been discriminated against, we are wholeheartedly for no discrimination whatsoever. Whether it's sexual orientation, whether it's religion, race or whatever. So, pabile, Seminya.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. We are hoping that even now, as this other committee, as we are going to start with the shortlisting today, the caliber of commissioners that we are going to shortlist, and those will be fortunate to be recommended, should take such issues seriously and ensure that our people are protected. With this few words, I now go to apologies.
Good morning, Chair. I have received 3 apologies. One from Honourable Ms. Fanemere. She has attended the ethics committee, and also Master Jeremy also attended on the ethics committee, and Mr. Sheikh Iman, he attended the Peter Police Committee.
Okay, those are the 2. Okay, apologies. I'm sure honorable members may have noticed that Dr. Liene is no longer a member of parliament. He has resigned as a member of parliament, so the ANC have replaced him with Dr. Maisela. Remember, before Dr. Maisela was an alternate member, but now he's a full-time member. And Mastori also is a full-time member. Mastori is replacing Honorable Petrio. And Mastori is a full-time member. I think later on they will tell who is our alternate citizen. Yeah. And then maybe we need to brief you with regards to our. Yeah, so two more things. Check it out. Where among holders the interpreter?
In some holders.
Can someone check this? Maybe let's break you because you gave us a mandate to go and meet with the speaker last week. Can I request Mark Kaula and Marot to give us the outcome of that meeting? Over to you, Mark Kaula and Marot.
Thank you, Chair. We had a very cordial meeting and we were glad that the speaker was available. And the deputy speaker also joined us, so they had our full attention. We expressed our concern that the process was being delayed by getting the fingerprinting and that the State Security Agency hadn't delivered the information that had been required. And we didn't accept the excuses about SONAR, for example, because as far as I'm concerned, this process has been going on since last year. I, as the Speaker, undertook to meet with the Minister and also to apply a little gentle pressure. She agreed with us that we had to complete this job before the arriving of Parliament. We're all convinced that this is a very important appointment. And so it was suggested that we carry on with the shortlisting anyway. So final, the process must carry on. We have to finish this job. As far as I remember, that's the only part that affected the ad hoc committee. We spoke about a few other things as well, but they're not relevant here. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Ross. Honourable Coleman.
Thank you, Chair. As I was suggested, Salah was a good man in this card, and Asha, who under the Borobal, was a figure of a speaker, who speaker, walk on the superintendent, continue with our work. We must not feel intimidated or threatened by any opposition.
we must have continued our work. We are not receiving any of our decisions that were taken as a committee. They still stand as average. I think now we are going to item number. Yes.
Thank you, Chair. Just before we continue with the meeting, and thank you very much for the report, I think that in future, this committee must note that as soon as the date for applications closes, those applications should be consolidated as quickly as possible, and once the public comments have been received, shortlisting takes place immediately. The reason why is because for shortlisting, according to the framework, what the majority of the items on the framework, you can do that shortlisting with the information in the CV and with the public comments. It is not an absolute requirement that we have to get the vetting and the fingerprinting and all of that in before shortlisting. So perhaps the recommendation for the next process is that shortlisting is conducted once applications are received and public commentary has been received, and then the outcome of that shortlisting process is then set to state security for the fingerprinting and the background checks and things like that into the police. And then once those reports come back, then the committee can sit again and decide on who will be interviewed. It's just that whilst I don't expect that the state security has taken more than, I don't know how many weeks to come back, there were 89 applications. If we had shortlisted, even down to 50, perhaps they would have been a little less under pressure. So I'm just trying to think, you know, a different way to proceed with this process next time where we can reduce time. And then I just want to ask, and perhaps HR can input on this, whether with the fingerprinting, whether A, we include it in the advertisement as a requirement that they need to submit it with their application, or B, once we have shortlisted those, the first shortlisting, that we notify those people to submit fingerprints within a certain time frame. Because once again, that has also been a delay. Because it wasn't really a requirement in the advertisement, and then the candidates had to go to the police stations and pay and all of that. So whether we include that as in the advertisement, or we write to them and give them a specific period within which to submit them, I think that either one of those two, whichever this committee feels is more appropriate with HR input, that we use that as a further recommendation for this process. I thank you, Chair.
Okay, Ms. Mesa.
Thank you, Chair. I think what the Honourable has said up there would make the process subject to lobbying and undue pressure. And for now, what we are doing, nobody knows who we are going to shortlist and things, so they can't start pressurizing us, lobbying and saying this one must go in, this one because of this and that. And then we have 1,000 people looking for somebody who we may not have shortlisted. But if we are shortlisted and people start commenting about the people who have been shortlisted, I think it's acceptable because they are saying something about people with whom we all agree upon that they could be candidate and successful. But if we open it before that, then everybody would be subject to pressure. And all these people here, we may have them logging 1,000 people and sending me nice comments about them, then it would be a fact. It wouldn't be what we here had agreed upon that this is what we think is the best amount of it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chair. With the greatest respect to you, sir, Doctor. Number one, there's going to be shortlisting anyway, and members of the committee or the public can be lobbied at any time. Whether it is from the time that they submit the application, they can automatically start asking for people to join them and write a whole lot of positive commentary in. And the proposal is to have two, you know, a first shortlisting and a second shortlisting. And even if we only have one shortlisting, any of these committee members could be lobbied after that shortlisting. And thirdly, I hope that this committee, and I believe this committee, and hopefully the next, and I believe the next committee, will always stay unbiased and put this process first. Thank you, Chair. So thank you, Doctor.
Yeah, let's continue on that, remember, because some of the things that we have discussed in the committee and we have reached upon them. And I'm sure this time, since we have seen now that the state security leaks are fingerprints of candidates for the screening time. So we will advise human resource department that when they send out their address, they need to include that fact that the candidate must ensure that they submit a marking appearance when they apply in the future, because that is the only fact that was not included. That's why even now we will have difficulty to penalize people because it was not stipulated in our address. But then it does not stop us from continuing doing our job. Any candidate who would have not submitted the fingerprint will be asked during the interview, because the committee secretary have spoken to all of them and have sent them on a form to go to our qualification so that they can submit those. So then if the person did not submit, then during our interview the person can also be asked, why haven't you submitted your fingerprint as required, you know, as requested by Parliament. So it's not a change match, but we'll continue. And then, I'm sure today you also are going to deal with the shortlisting. I want to read our summarized version of our criteria for shortlisting. We have agreed as a committee that all candidates should be South African citizens in terms of the Citizenship Act number 88 of 1995. They must be fit and proper persons, meaning persons of sound mind with integrity, loyalty, efficiency, and efficiency. And the committee also agreed that it would not consider persons with a known history of sowing division, or those who bring or brought a disrepute in their current or previous organization. Candidates who have served less than 2 terms as commissioners of CGE would also be will not be considered. But candidates who have served 2 terms at CGE will not be considered. But those who have served 1 term, they will be considered only if they have proved efficiency, hardworking during their term of serving the commission. That's what we agreed upon. It's not a given that if you are a commissioner, you have served 1 term. If you reapply, will automatically be appointed. No. But we said we are going to give, to make our own determination if that person meets our required standards in terms of efficiency and productivity. and commitment. Because you are afraid that we can't keep commissioners who are not dedicated and efficient in their work. We can't. We need to ensure that whoever we are going to retain to be a commissioner, that person meets all the required standards. So that people must not take it that because the current serving commissioner is automatic, they have to commit and prove themselves that they are the best of the best. And then we said again, the committee also agreed that the issue of criminal records of family will be treated on a case-by-case situation, with qualifying candidates given an opportunity to clarify their cases during the interview. If you remember, in the previous ad hoc committee, there were candidates made who were like having criminal records from a report that was presented to us by the state secretary. But when, during the interviews, when they were asked to explain what is this case about, what exactly is this criminal record that a person is having, and then candidates were able to tell us that no, in fact, it was not a criminal activity or a criminal act. It was during the apartheid era when they were arrested as activists. They were classified as criminal, as if they have committed a criminality when they did not. So that's why it's important that when candidates, they come in during interviews, you allow, you give a person space to explain and on what is this. So we're not going to penalize them because of that record, because we have experience, we've seen it. And shortlisted candidates must have records of commitment to the promotion of gender equality. And if you remember, honorable members, some of the candidates, I think that you have read those deep books of candidates with their CVs. And I think that maybe some of them have even Googled, because myself, I even Googled some of them, you know, to check who is this candidate. You'll find that some of them, in fact, in their CVs, they did not indicate even most of the things that they are doing. But when you Google a person, that's where you get a detail on who is this person. Because sometimes when you write your CV, you don't write everything, you're not even sure what to write. But at least it should be, you need to get a record of your activism. And whether, if you are you've written that you are an attorney or a lawyer, at least you must find some way. You know, since we don't have a verified a report from the Human Resource Department, I thought by today they would have given us a report which they have verified all the qualifications of our candidates, but up until now, I'm not sure if you do have the report. And then, you said shortlisted candidates should have applicable knowledge in matters connected with the object of the commission, which is the Act. And it could mean having qualifications related to gender equality, but also not placing much emphasis on educational qualifications, as ADVET did not stipulate minimum educational qualifications. I think this one we're agreeing this day in our criteria. Even in our ADVET, we did not put a specific qualification, but Obviously, it does not mean that you must take a person who could not read and write. No. But at least what you're saying, did not want to write, whether a degree or a diploma or what, having all those things for us is a bonus. Because that will mean a person will be able to interpret the law and will know exactly on how then could they represent our people and to do their work as commissioners. We said again, shortlisted candidates must have applicable experience in matters connected with the office of the commission, and that would mean involvement in research projects and having worked as gender equality officer in any organization. Some of the people, you know, in the organizations where they are working, they are representing offices of gender, of gender equality officers. So that also gives an opportunity for that person to be considered, because there's proof that this person is working on these issues. So that is basically our summarized criteria. But I think, and honorable members, due to time constraints, we'll make sure that we must make sure that by next week, the staff would have informed candidates that you are going to shortlist, so that we can start preparing themselves, and the parliament must start making an arrangement for them to, those who are not from Cape Town, they must be accommodated in terms of flight and accommodation, because some of them, they have to sleep here in Cape Town, and some of them, they have to fly in the morning, because we don't know where they are coming from. And if you remember, in the previous out of committee, when we were doing the shortlisting, we were calling numbers, because we think that all members have read the CVs of candidates. And then after, we'll then consolidate the most numbers, a person who got the most number, and then what? Morrow, they are busy with their phone.
Yeah. Taking photographs of everybody so that will remember you.
Yeah.
Looking at the architecture, that would be convoluted for that. So forgive me.
Yeah. That's why she's saying she's apologizing. Yeah, Timberland is here. We'll do as we have done that. Each member will just say your number, not a name, number. You know, those candidates, they've got the listed in that party. If you really, when you look at this, the master list, they are listed here and they are numbered on the side. So what you do, you open your master list and you just give us the number of the candidate that you want. And then temporarily. And in fact, yeah, because a person must not use things alone, they must be two. So they will consolidate the number and give us the final one, because there's no way that we are the ones who are nominating, who are doing it. So we can't.
So we can come up to match a person. You have all good cards in match. I used to say, I'm not going to be in the parliament.
let's take it for 10 minutes. Eh? Let's stop this thing. Yeah.
Come on, sir.
What is going to happen?
Just before we break, can I just take one input?
Okay.
I'll be quick.
And I don't give you your input. Makabula is here also.
Now he has the
medical.
Ah, yes, I tell you, I'm not going to have a fight.
We're not fighting. We're going to wait.
Ah, this is my daughter-in-law, this one.
Who am I married? Who am I going to marry?
I've got four sons. Woo! I'm going to pay 27 pounds.
27, no, my price is 50 pregnant and groony cattle. And a pure white horse.
They took my favorite drink, so without... Oh, is this somebody's recording?
Hey, they'll record you about your favorite drink.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it?
Change the I guess I can shine it through it, I shine it.
Then there was nobody. So then I was helped. Not that I was qualified, I mean I was English and history and everything else. Then I thought I was going to study so that I could get a qualification and actually learn, you know, professional stuff. It was the worst thing I ever did. Because it was so academic that the Xhosa that I spoke was more colloquial. And I remember doing the homework and my manager said, she said, that's not she made me so nervous that I lost my confidence. And the most important thing is to be confident and to speak from your heart.
Yeah.
So I never got that qualification.
And I didn't only want to use the whole attitude from positive
to negative ones.
And one thing is that you can punch.
So you forget. But anyway, I still chat and I talk and I do things informally. But
yeah, let's get back to our business. Macaulay's interpreter is here. Thank you for arriving, Minister. But I think before you even start this, it's just unfortunate that you are not here, so that it is some of the things that we spoke about, you're going to interpret for Macaulay. But Macaulay, I think it's good to see. She had what we were saying. But in terms of the process, what we are saying is that we are not going to bring names of the panel, but we are going to bring numbers of the candidates. So why not? What you will do, you will just listen to Makamala, and then when you take what the numbers that she has given us, but anything else you listen to her and then you must interpret for her, which is what I'm saying. We've read the criteria, I think the document is before you there. And then secondly, I think Makaula, before if we even continue, Unyanswa is raising something with me. We'll see there was a CV that you submitted. And she called me and I said she must check and verify if the person applied or posted the CV on time so that we can discuss it as a committee before we start with the processing. So I will just give you next one to tell us if that CV must be considered. And then, so that we can move on forward. But the last one is Ms. van der Merwe. She has forwarded the apology, but also she has forwarded the list. Of people that she feels they can be shortlisted. Yeah, I see. No, Kelly from IP of the people that she feels that might be shortlisted. So it's data. I'm presenting it to you, which is the list from Mr. Lerner of IP. Whether the committee is agreeing with you, must consider the list or not, it's up to the committee, not from me. And then anybody who's going to speak must also address that. And then, when Honorable Kaurna, Honorable Sanna, Honorable Maro.
Give all the charges. Okay.
I can you tell another one second that you should speak up tomorrow.
Okay, you go to Charles. You go to the Sonita Obama Dagan. Obviously woman interpret that in the office. I think that I should be on the butter who furnished our secretary to the scope the
email.
But any interest of that equal language. Why would the committee determine more than I hold the information than I am again? Did it to me to solve another date for the night more? Okay, then we get it. Then I will tell you the time in and out. Yeah. Even the cousin, the relatives, the rest of my friends, the family, 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 the collective. Since this one, in a matter of one, I'm just following it, and I'm doing an EFF, not to one of the school is pulling a thousand seven grand. Yena, a national amount of any Taban, which is not a tata, and one out of us in the book, the South Africa, Papa's Wisa, is 2,000 and you're backing it. Notice mentioned it, organization needs. Well, that is now, that is now, that is now, for mama. But that is because you come as a government. You lay on. You're
welcome. Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. President. Firstly, let me thank you for being patient towards me and also for respecting my rights. One other thing that I would like us to consider is that the message according to the Secretary was but unfortunately it did not reach the relevant people. I therefore propose that this matter should be investigated instead of bringing the interpreters. On the issue of challenge to the scene, I just want to address the issue of the necessary level of AFP. I believe that here we are currently collective. It is therefore imperative that we should not see ourselves as different political parties, particular one. She was just supposed to indicate as to which candidate she didn't switch. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chair. Further input for the next advertisement, a suggestion for the committee, is that in the advertisement it should include the requirement for the applicant to include proof of qualification so that that would reduce time. Also a certified copy of their ID and perhaps we can go so far as, you know, if you need to do it for a cell phone contract, proof of address in the form of some kind of official thing. So that's the one thing. The second thing is that I noticed that some of these applicants did not sign the consent form. And I propose that any applicant who did not submit the signed consent form, which is explicit in the advert, be automatically disqualified. And perhaps I've seen at least one or two in here. I'm not sure whether there's any updates about all of the applicants. Perhaps we can be informed by HR. And then I request that. Thirdly, for the summary, Ms. Nelly, perhaps we can have, most of us know the acronym when it comes to the nominators, you know, the BMF and the SASA and all of that, but perhaps there can either be an acronym key detailing the acronym plus the full name. And lastly, Chair, if you take a look at candidate 45 and 52, in the summary of the master list, it's the fourth page. Now, 45, you can see the nominee is one person and the nominator is a person. Then if you look, well, of course they're people, but you know what I mean. And then you look at 52 and you will see that the applicant is the same. She's the same person who nominated applicant number 45. That, I don't think that that should be a particular issue, seeing we are looking for 8 positions, but I just wanted to draw the attention of the committee to that in case that might be an issue. And then there was another question that I had. 89. Where's 89? Oh, 89 is just says you're nominated. Doesn't say who by.
We have passed that stage. You just see this analysis now. We have dealt most of the things. Remember, there were other candidates who withdrew. There were other candidates who were the nominees. A person who was nominating another person. And the way they captured the report, they forgot that now this other one was nominating the other one. So, in fact, the other one was nominating somebody, but she wrote a CV. So some of those ones were dealt with. So let's not deal with those now, because today what we are going to deal with is the shortlisting of the candidates. So there are the process of who is in the list. That's why we even change our list. Yeah, but what we want now, we are going to choose the number of the candidates that you feel must be shortlisted. Let them leave the others, because now it's going to take us our time. We will have worked with this. And this other time around, they have noticed something that maybe we did not, it was an oversight from our side, so that they can be able to tell us what we are talking about. Is it correct? Or it's something that we have dealt with. But for now, when we started with the list, I wanted to start with the process first, so that when we get to the list, we can then start talking about some of the discrepancies. Remember, I still have this issue of the CV that was submitted by Honorable Kaula, that maybe someone still confirmed to us whether that CV was submitted at the right time, or the what. So that we must take a decision whether if that person has submitted the CV on time, then we as the committee, we must take a decision to include it. And if there's no proof of that CV being on time, then that means it will fall out. We must not be those instead. And then with the list, we'll get to the list after we've passed the other methods that we're dealing with.
Thank you, Chair. The only reason why I raise those issues again is because this list has not been updated. Those errors are present in this list that was handed to us today. Therefore, the numbers, etc. They should have at least said number 5 withdrawn, number something withdrawn, number 3 no consent form. This list, which is the list that we've been given in this committee today, is the and we are to consider. So if we are to consider 45, 50, 89, and 25, upon which specifically 25 there has been already a very explicit decision taken, then this is the list we have to work from. So if it hasn't been cleaned, then how do we know which one has and hasn't? So that's just a comment that I'll leave it with you, Chair. And then on the issue of Honourable Sanamadza's input, I think that as she is a permanent member of this committee, that it's going to do absolutely no harm to include her list when we tally up the numbers to add, you know, to see which 24 got the highest document numbers.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I agree that we should accept the input from Councillor, from Honourable Liesl, because she is a discerning person and we value her from her commitment to us. Secondly, in response to what you said earlier about some candidates who may have had a single term or whatever, that they have to be re-evaluated. I agree with that completely. Now, in our portfolio committee, we received a report on the input, at least on the performance of those commissioners. And I was just wondering if that has been made available to this committee. Because if we've got to evaluate whether somebody has been a good commissioner and has done all the things that were needed, I think that is essential. I don't have it with me at the moment, but I've looked through it. And Honourable Grace will know about it, but I think that is a very good recommendation to us. Did they do their work or didn't they? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marlowe. I think that is more important and it was going to be helpful for us, because I think that's another assignment that we have given you, Honourable Members, not serving in the Women's Committee, Portfolio Committee, so that at least as we shortlist, we must know how are those commissioners performing in the commission, because it will be used to reappoint a person who is not going to add value, in fact, who is not going to take that CGE forward. You know, we can't have a CGE that is stagnant. From the look of things, we can see that the only time we started seeing CGE being active is when we also recommended the four candidates. We started seeing even CGE in the media and so on and so on. And we are grateful that in fact the deputy chairperson that is now acting chair is one of our commissioners that we appointed. And you know, it shows that the kind of commissioners that we gave them. We gave them good quality commissioners. Even now, I'm still confident and that as this committee, we are going to select the best of the best. So that's why it's very much important for us as this committee to take this our work very seriously. That report was going to be helping us a lot. All of you are sitting there, I thought you should have, because you are privileged to have that report, and we don't have that report. Maybe if you can also ask your staff of your committee to give us the report. If this is the same staff, that means they are not doing justice to us. yeah, because that report is very critical for us. In terms of the consent form, Honourable Sanders, I think Lady Sosent, I'm a commissioner, I'm a candidate, I'm a form. That's why even when a person did not submit, we'll call the person will be interrogated by us. You know, why did you send your consent form? So we take it that you disqualify yourself, you know, because if you did not submit your consent form when it was a prerequisite in our address, it wasn't stipulated? It was not stipulated in our address.
Sorry, Sorry, Chair. Nomination must contain the full name, blah, 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 a signed acceptance of the nomination by nominee.
Oh, there's another one. We sent them my consent form up when we were asking for my fingerprints. Yeah, we sent them. Oh, another matter. Please, first, send me why, and my interview will be the last thing.
Okay, thanks, Chair. I think the process is very clear. Chair, one, let me agree with the other members to say, let's take the input by Honorable Lisa, and the committee will decide in terms of the people who have been identified by Honorable Lisa. And secondly, Honorable Stan, I think the master list contain all the candidates who were supposed to shortlist today. And it's up to you and me to say who are we shortlisting today. I think we've got the master list does have 90 people. And only 2 people have the explanation on the site to say one, Chris, they get all 30 examples.
And so on, but we are not discussing the report now. they know them better, we don't know them. So it's also an advantage that me and you, we don't serve in that committee, we don't even know some of these commissioners. The only commissioners that we know is those that we appointed, because we see their work even after they are representing our people diligently. So we're fine. So it's not an effect and make an impact in our work as the kind of committee. I wanted Honorable Verma to register something that she raised with me, so that it can be unanswered. Yeah, Honorable Mandela before Honorable Verma.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I would like to agree with you on the last part of the evaluation report. As the panel now, or as the committee, we don't consider anything else besides the list that we have of the people who have applied or who have been nominated. We must just continue, because I will be seeing a name here and reading the CV. If I'm impressed about that name, then I will call that number. Then if it gets support, it will be a person who will be shortlisted. Let us not consider other things, please. Thank you.
Agreed. Honorable Verma?
Thank you, Chin, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. I really did want to raise it, and thank you that for giving me the opportunity that can be put into hindsight, and the next parliament can be included. It was really painful for me to see what my colleague had to go through in order to get access to this meeting, and to make sure that people out there understand what she's saying, and so they have access to parliament in their languages. So I would like parliament to know that I had an advantage when I came in, because parliament came to my previous work and asked me what could my needs be when I'm here. So the two sign language interpreters that I have here, they've been here, they hear through my political party. But I've always been told that I can't say something about parliament interpreters, because I am a political representative, I'm not an administrative appointment. So we, people with disabilities, we are the experts in our field. We know what we need. For example, the parliament interpreters, sometimes they behave unethically, sign language interpreters, for example. Sometimes on the screen, we see sign language interpreters wearing a beanie that has a pom-pom that moves around and they interpret. They have to follow ethics and address appropriately, so to make sign language accessible to the viewers. So when I entered Parliament in 2016, I had no immediate sign language interpreter. I asked the Chief Whip's office to request Parliament to send one of their interpreters immediately. That request was turned down by Parliament. Maybe for personal reasons, political reasons, I have no idea. Or maybe because I'm considered political, because I'm from the ANC, but I came in as a member of Parliament. So they received to the request for the immediate access to Parliament. So the same as Honourable Makaula. She should not need to beg for interpreters, and the meetings are delayed so that she can get an interpreter. And I noted what she said, that we don't name the interpreters, but the office that is supposed to provide the service to the members must provide it in the appropriate way. And I'd like for that to be noted. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Honorable Verma. You still did. Sorry, Honourable Members, I forgot to switch off my phone. I switched off one. I was looking for it and I couldn't find it. Can I have a question? Yeah, I think what you're raising, Honourable Members, it's profound. And it's okay. It's fine, actually. This must be maybe what we need to do also, when we do the recommendation, we must put it in our recommendation. Ne? You must remind us, when we do our committee recommendation in our report that we are going to present to the House, what Honorable Verma has raised is profound and we must put it in our recommendation. It's very unfair. I think the other thing, the gentleman who's interpreting Kumakaola, you know, I'm looking at him, sometimes you say, they're not listening to what you are saying, because the one who wants you to inform Kumakaola what you are saying. Then, because she was raised in content in the papal. Yeah, I think we're done with the other issues. Next time, you know, tell us about Makaula's CV. Okay, let me throw it to the committee, Honorable Kaula.
We want to clarify, I'm not in the room, and I took from the Kalana Rondo, we are cast. What are the Ongashi would be, finally, this poor little head? Oh, finally, the general committee would join up, literally, being anything to know, has been a new head. I'm to answer that. Because they are the people that are IFP. But if I'm not sure,
there is nothing wrong, but when we work as a team, as a collective. So everything when we give a report, we give a report as a committee. No, because we are a team that is in charge to do that responsibility at that time. That's why I didn't say even anything. Because obviously, there's no way that we'll divorce ourselves from being a politician. We are activists. You are from the ANC, you are from APA, you are from
ESF.
So there's no way that we'll separate ourselves from our political parties. Thank you very much. Okay, honorable members, let's go to agreeing with our criteria as agreed in the last meeting. Thank you very much also, Honorable Kaula, because you are helping us. But if that CV was not submitted, there's no proof that it was submitted earlier, then you must not consider it, because we can't break the rules. You know, we must do everything in line with its policy and the rules. So we are doing justice for everybody. We've been very lenient and accommodative to each and everyone. You know, even people who did not manage to submit their fingerprints, we've been lenient, we gave them grace. We are even saying those maybe who still find it hard to also query, some because we can name it, and say, no, Korea, you know, people tell the story, but also, when we are soliciting and we are interviewing some of them, we'll ask them in the panel, why did you submit your fingerprints? You know? And some of them will be penalized because I think we have done what? We have gone to a purity, we have waited and waited and waited, we gave people a chance, you know, to submit, even if how late they are, even when we had a due date, but we were very lenient, taking into consideration that cooling is expensive. We've been asking other members to see if you are in the Western Cape, you can just check Umarok and give your fingerprints, because they wanted the original copies, they don't want copies. But then let's go to the next item. You will see now we are shortlisting. I'll start by giving you my number. IFP, we've agreed with the Claude. IFP. Oh, let me give you IFP number 13, number 20.
Don't use that, yeah, no, not that, not that time, yeah. Now a standard, don't use that time, use the matter. Okay, but use this one, yeah. Because, you know, I'm saying, there are discrepancies in that one, the one that I'm saying you must not use it. Because I'm worried if they have used that one. But what we will do, we need some check. Because she has already written name. She has written the number and the name of the person. So what we need to check is the name in this matter. Is Kuti, do they correct, you know? Kuti, and it's still the same. Because if she has used the other one, that means somehow will be different. But if you check against the matter, you can then see which is the right person. So you can do that in time. Let me keep in mind. 8-8. Yeah, I think it's 24. Nine three eight. Nine three seven one. Nine three seven.
1970, 1920, 1915. How long is that? 15? Okay, 15. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be 64. I am 68. I am 75. 72. 13. 27.
51, 56, 58, 6 9
8551. Again, the report of our page was 324. Thank you very much, Mr. Thank you very much, Honorable Kalman.
I think 24.
24.
Yes,
24. 24? Okay. Honorable Maro, are you still busy?
So, I'm back on my part of the NJD.
When? When is it? Okay.
Seven nine.
51 65 85 69 56 38 37 88 71 76. I think it's the last one.
Are they 24?
Yes.
What was it? Okay, thank you very much. Honorable second. Honorable Marika.
Thank you, Chair.
Oh, yeah.